Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin 1:7. The starting point of this Mishnah is you can't sell dangerous things to Gentiles, like a gun, let's call it. So there is a bit of split in the opinion of the Mefarshim. What's going on here? Is the concern they could come to kill a Jew? Is the concern they could kill Gentiles in violation of the Shevet Sibtei Noach and therefore you'd over Lifnei Iver? Whatever the case is, the Mishnah here says, Ein mochrin lehem dubin, you can't sell to Gentiles bears, v'areos, or lions, v'chol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, or anything which causes damage to the public, meaning things like guns, right? Swords, spears, and the like, okay? Because we're concerned either that they'll injure Jews, hurt Jews, or they'll kill Gentiles in an illegal way. Now, in addition, we cannot allow them to execute, again, perhaps we're concerned about Jews being killed, or perhaps we're concerned about facilitating them killing their fellow Gentile, but again, in violation of the Shevet Sibtei Noach, they can't be murderers. So therefore, Ein bon imahem basiliki, you can't build with or even for a, I should say for even with a basilica for a Gentile society. Basilica essentially is a large building, a fancy building that would be used for public events, public affairs, like a town hall meeting, or a prominent capital case where you were trying someone who potentially would be facing a death penalty. Same goes with a gardom like a courthouse where a capital case might be tried. To build a gardom which would facilitate a Gentile to kill is not allowed, as well as v'itstadia. Same goes for a stadium, meaning a stadium where they would have either, you know, bullfights, let's say, but there's people get killed sometimes, or gladiatorial, you know, gladiator fights where people are getting killed. Again, maybe we're concerned about Jews getting put in the stadium, maybe we're concerned about Goyim getting killed, but whatever the case is, these are places where killing is happening, so we don't have to have a part of it. Ubima, and same goes for a bima. A bima is like a platform from which a person would be thrown as part of the execution process, something like we call like a gallows today, something like that. However, those are used like for the direct purpose of facilitating executions and the like, and therefore we don't want to have our hand in them. Avobon nimahim bimosios uvesim merchatzaos. You could build for them, either with them or, you know, for them or even with them. I should say with them or even for them. These bimyosios, I'm not sure exactly what this is, but these are things that essentially are for public decoration. They're not used for idol worship, but they might represent idols. So just for example, if you think of like the Trevi Fountain in Rome or something, so this is for, it has idolatrous icons, imagery in the statues and so on, or some sort of, you know, statue in the town square, again, which represents some sort of idol and the like. It's not for the sake of worshiping the idol. It's just, I call it, for decorative purposes, and therefore it's permitted for the Jew to be involved in setting up, not the idol, but, you know, the place where it's going to happen, the fountain, let's call it. And the Beis HaMerchatz is a public bath. So the custom was that the public baths, they would have an image of an idol there. It typically would be Aphrodite, as the Mefarshim refer to it, which is the Greek goddess associated, the idol associated with love and beauty and procreation, pleasure. The Roman version, this is really Roman times, is Venus, which sort of appropriated Aphrodite. But the point is that it was typical to set up a statue to Venus or Aphrodite in the bathhouse, but of course that was for decoration. It wasn't actually serve the idol per se. And that being the case, it's permitted to build the bathhouse with or for the Gentiles, the idol worshippers, whatever they are. But higiu l'kipa, when one gets to the niche where the idol is going to be put, kipa means like a vault, right, an archway where you put this idol. So there, the purpose of the niche is specifically to house the idol, the image, right? That's different from the merchatz, the bathhouse, which is primarily there for people to bathe. But this is a specific thing for the idol, and to do something for an idol, even if it's not about worshiping the idol, is prohibited. So when you get to the construction of the kippa, the niche where the idol will be put, ma'am shemamidin ba'avodazar, where the idol will be placed, Asur livnos, that a Jew cannot build. Okay, Jew can't build the niche, the idol itself, but the merchatz for the idol will be placed. Yes, will be permitted. And kind of same goes with like a public, you know, square with or fountain and the like. Same kind of ideas would apply.